Hello, I'm Adam, and you're listening to the Chinese LearnOnline.com podcast series, Teaching Mandarin Chinese.
欢迎大家来和我们一起学习第32课。
Yes, welcome to lesson 32. With me today is...
你们好，我是 Kieran.
大家好，我是 Raphael.
Today, we're going to finish a dialogue that we started in our last lesson. We'll first listen to it in its entirety.And then break it down for you, line by line. While listening, please follow along with the included dialogue transcript, either on your MP3 player screen, if it's capable of doing so, or from our website.
让我们先听一次今天的对话。
你怎么去上班？
对不起，我听不太懂，请你再说一次。
你怎么去上班？
啊。我开车去上班。
开车？这个方法怎么样？
很麻烦，一直有塞车。
让我们再听一次今天的对话，并跟 Kieran 说。
Now, before we continue, I noticed that Raphael just used a new word. He said,
并跟 Kieran 说。并。
This is a fourth tone.And is a conjunction word meaning furthermore. So let's hear it again.
并跟 Kieran 说。
你怎么去上班？对不起，我听不太懂。请你再说一次。你怎么去上班？啊，我开车去上班。开车，这个方法怎么样？很麻烦。一直有塞车。
Okay. By the way, a lot of this extra Chinese that is being used within the lesson was explained in lesson 30. So for a refresher course, feel free to review that lesson again. Now we did the first few lines of this dialogue in our last lesson. Let's review them again and their meanings.
你怎么去上班？
How do you go to work?
对不起，我听不太懂。
I'm sorry, I don't really understand what you're saying.
请你再说一次。
Please say it again.
你怎么去上班?
How do you go to work?He's saying it more clearly this time, so that she can understand.
啊，我开车去上班。
So here's the first new line of today's dialogue.
我开车。
Now we saw...
开。
Before in...
开始。
开始。是什么意思?
是
start or begin
的意思。
Here, however, it has a different meaning as it's being used with a new word.
车
That's a first tone and means vehicle. By itself, though, it can refer to a car. So,
开车
means to operate a vehicle, or in this case, drive a car.
我开车去上班。
So, I drive a car to work.
我开车去上班。
He then asks,
开车，这个方法怎么样？
There's only one new word for us in this sentence.
方法
That's a first tone.
方
And a third tone.
法
And that means method or way of doing something.
开车, 这个方法怎么样?
That means how about or what is it like? So he's asking, what do you think of this method of traveling, as in driving a car?
开车,这个方法怎么样?
To which the woman replies,
很麻烦,一直有塞车。
So we know this means very something. The something is
麻烦.
That's two second tones. Together that means troublesome or bothersome. So it's a big bother.
很麻烦.
So she doesn't seem to like traveling by car.
为什么?
一直有塞车.
So, some new words here.
一直
The
一
means one, but together with the second tone
直
it means continuously. So
一直有
always have
塞车
Now we know
车
means vehicle
塞
is a first tone and refers to stopping up or squeezing. So,
塞车
is a common word used to refer to traffic in Taiwan.
一直有塞车
Now in China, they have a different term for traffic.
堵车 堵
is a third tone. And on its own refers to stopping or blocking something. So,
堵车
refers to traffic. So in China, they may say
一直有堵车
让我们再听一次今天的对话, 并跟Kieran说,
你怎么去上班? 对不起,我听不太懂。请你再说一次。你怎么去上班? 啊,我开车去上班。 开车, 这个方法怎么样? 很麻烦, 一直有塞车。
Okay, and let's listen to it one more time at regular speed.
你怎么去上班?
对不起。 我听不太懂,请你再说一次。你怎么去上班? 啊,我开车去上班。开车,这个方法怎么样? 很麻烦,一直有塞车。Now
before we leave you today, let's take a quick look at some other forms of
车
or vehicles in Chinese. See if you can guess the meaning from the literal translation.
公共汽车
That's a first tone, two fourth tones, and a first tone.
公共汽车
The literal translation is a public steam vehicle that everyone can use. And that refers to a bus.
公共汽车
Now, that's a long name, so sometimes you may hear it reduced to
公车.
Here's another one.
出租车.
That's three first tones and literally means rent car.
出租车.
However, it's not a rental car, it's actually a taxi.
出租车.
Now, this is the term used in China. In Taiwan, they use a different term.
计程车.
Which is a fourth, second, and a first tone.
计程车.
The literal translation there is a plan a journey vehicle.
计程车.
And let's do one more.
火车.
That's a third tone and a first tone.
火车.
That literally means fire vehicle. Any guesses as to what it could be? No, it's not a fire truck, if that's what you guessed. It's actually the word for train.
火车.
So there you have it. Premium subscribers have all kinds of review tools they can use on our website, ChineseLearnOnline.com, so be sure to do that. Then please join us again for our next lesson.
再见!